Today, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant number 21, the grossly mischaracterized comments from Doyle from the Misfits. I'm going to get into what was really said and why he makes a lot of sense and why you need to hear it. Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please check back often for more great rock content. We're the home of great guitar-driven rock. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. All the stuff is there. Okay, this article has been going around social media for the last few days. From the title of the article, you would get the impression that Doyle from the Misfits is calling fans scumbags and that, you know, he doesn't want to do meet and greets with these scumbag fans and things like that. Okay, let's all, as they say in Pittsburgh, calm down. Completely taken out of context. I need to name the culprits here. Ultimate Guitar, shame on you. Rock Garage, shame on you. Shame on both you guys. What you did was wrong. You made him, you left the implication that, you know, he's some kind of douchebag. And Doyle is not being a douchebag. We have the link to the actual podcast, and it's only 11 minutes. It won't take you guys long. In a minute, you'll get the total context of what was going on here. But I'll put the link here. It's going to be in the YouTube section here, and it's also going to be on our notes on Podbean and stuff like that. So make sure that you find it. What Doyle was commenting on was the fact that they cannot make money like they used to be able to. You can understand the Misfits are a band from the 70s. They came up when people bought albums and you had that residual income from albums and you could go out and tour, sell the album. And that was basically what you did. That is gone now. You can't do that. I mean, you get like a thousandth of a cent or something like that per stream on Spotify. People pay $10 a month and they can stream a Misfit song or any song like over and over and over and over and over. Also, a lot of people, you know, before any of that was available, people were just stealing, just plain out, you know, copying the stuff and sharing it on file sharing sites and stuff like that. And what Doyle was commenting on is like, okay, now in order to try to make up for that income we don't have, we've got to do these meet and greets. And it's like, they're only getting like $50. It's not a lot of money. They're not nearly where they really feel that they should be financially. That is really what he's commenting on. The scumbags he's referring to are the people that took advantage and downloaded music for free and file shared it, etc., in the early days primarily, and kind of ruined it for all the bands. So he goes into some other things like policing things. That's not going to work. And it just isn't. The interviewer kind of lets Doyle have his say. I disagree with Doyle on that, although nothing what he said there was offensive. It just isn't going to work. The genie is out of the bottle in terms of people expect music to be free. They don't see it that way. They just don't see the value in it just as an audio file. You've got to do something more. In this day and age, you've got to be more creative. You've got to get more savvy with the internet. You have to get more savvy at your shows with, you know, how you sell things, the type of merchandise you have and things like that. And I could talk about that in greater depth in more podcasts. But for a band that came up in that era, 70s, 80s, and then kind of restarting again in the 90s and the 2000s, they just aren't with it. And I've interviewed like many like classic rock artists and stuff like that, and they just have a hard time in today's music business climate figuring it all out. I applaud them for doing paid meet and greets and stuff like that, because that will definitely offset a lot of costs and will help them generate some more income. But their business people that they work with need to get more creative to help these guys. That's really what the answer is, not policing the internet. Unfortunately, Doyle, that's just not going to work, although I completely understand your frustration. I totally get it, because if somebody had ripped away something like 70 or 80% of your business or my business, I would be pissed off too, and I'd want people to police it. It just is what it is. So don't believe these posts going around social media that Doyle's calling fans scumbags. That's not what he's talking about. It's completely mischaracterized. So check it out. Rock is a business. Rock is a hard business. Rock and roll is a vicious business. And these guys deserve to make money. They just got to get in today's climate. They got to find ways. They got to get more creative. They're worth every penny. They put on a great show. They work really, really hard. And it is not just Party Central. You know, there's a lot going on. It takes up a lot of your day. There's a lot of boredom sitting around driving from show to show. So not everybody has, you know, most bands don't fly around in their own jet and, you know, partying with, you know, supermodels or actresses or whatever. A lot of bands like the Misfits are like, they're in the trenches. They're putting out great rock and roll, and they're looking to make it financially viable. If everything is free and nobody makes any money, it goes away. That's enough about that, but there's a mindset that people tend to forget about. We've got to think business as business people as well as rock and rollers. So that's it for today's show. I'd like to know what you think. Do not comment to me unless you've listened to the link that I'm posting below. Then tell me what you think. Very interesting. I think it could go both ways. LouLombardiMusic.com. This is where I want you guys to go. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Get in with my inner circle. There's access to exclusive music, exclusive content, exclusive conversation. We hang out live. There's conversation and things. There's people there that you can get to know that are really cool, that love great guitar-driven rock just like you do. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.